What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ben Charrington on his radio show said they won't trade guys for payroll reasons. Doran, he said that.
We would never make a trade in order to save money. That's never part of the calculus. But using that payroll space that is opened up through that trade, in addition to the talent that we get back, using that payroll space on other things can really help the team, especially if we feel like we have alternatives in-house that can replace some of Key's contributions. So that's really the calculus when we think about a trade like that is, you know, what are we getting back? What are the alternatives in the organization to step in and contribute in this spot that we're opening up? And what might we do with that payroll space going forward? If adding those three things up, if we think adding those three things up gives us a better chance to win, that's why you'd make a trade like that. So,
I mean, yeah, it's every time. Like, go around into the circle. You actually go backwards in the circle. If you go backwards in the circle and you go forwards in the circle, it's still the circle. You're still going the same way. But if you go the other way in the circle, that's backwards in the circle. But you're still making a circle.
That's exactly right.
He does sound a little bit like he is broken a little bit.
I think he might have been broken when he got here.
He's shattered. It seems like he just... He never really talks with enthusiasm.
No.
But it just seems like it's like, all right, like, can't fool us this long. Like, the fooling's over. And he keeps going on with this, I guess it would it be filibustering?
That's exactly the word.
It doesn't sound as confident of the filibustering as it once had before.
Well, you know what scares the hell out of me is he talks about, okay, you trade Key Brian Hayes, that's not just to get the money off the books. It's part of the equation, at least according to Ben Charrington. In addition to that, it's also about in-house and how you can improve upon the production. Well, the only dude they got in-house that's going to play third base for them is Jared Triolo, and he's actually a worse player than Key Brian Hayes because he's a worse hitter, and while he did win that gold glove for a utility man, he's still not as good defensively as Key Brian Hayes. Nobody else is. So that cannot be part of the math. You can't plug Jared Triolo in at third base moving forward and then go spend the money elsewhere. No, you need to use some of this $41.3 million that you'll have this offseason to go get a real third baseman. It can't be, well, we'll let Triolo fill that hole and then we'll build around. No. That can't be part of it. And I'm sorry. I just don't believe that the main reason why Key Brian Hayes was traded. I just don't believe that the main reason isn't the payroll aspect.
Right.
He'd make an upwards of $9 million to have the second lowest OPS in all of Major League Baseball. The money's absolutely a factor. Absolutely a factor. And not for nothing, this weekend, the Miami Marlins set an attendance record. They are the hottest team in Major League Baseball. They have now bumped their record over 500. They're on the periphery of the wild card race. A month ago, they were exactly where the Pirates were in the standings. Mm-hmm. Like, this could have been the Pirates. Except, obviously, it's not because they're not good. They got 101,000 people into Marlins ballpark this weekend in a series against the Yankees. They swept the Yankees out of Florida, baby.
Wow.
And I think it's relevant to the payroll discussion that we're having right now. Well, Ben Charrington said, well, we don't do it to save money. We're going to roll that money back in. It's going to help our 2026 club. Well, it better, because look what happens when you win. And they're not even good. They're just better than they've been, the Marlins.
Yes.
And yeah, the Yankees, there are probably 15,000 Yankees fans there for every game. I understand that. But you get 101,000 people in your ballpark and you set an all-time series attendance record. Why? They're not doing that if the Yankees are coming to town and they're 19, 18, right. 17 games under 500.
Right.
If you build it, they will come. You'll get 13, 14, and 15 with the Pirates. I think the 2013 season is the fifth best attendance in Pirates history. If you put money into the team and people are excited about the product and you're winning, you're going to make your money. And you've got Paul Skenes. And Paul Skenes now, he's not begging. He's kind of close to begging. Let's go here. He said it to Zangrilli last weekend. Now he says to Noah Hyles this weekend, you need to be intentional. That's what he said to Zangrilli this weekend. He said, you hope, because there were no major league bats acquired, you hope you'll spend some of that money in the offseason. You hope. And if you do it, this is what happens. But you can't have faith that that's the way it's going
to
go.
Well, you're going to have to get a third baseman, a shortstop, and an outfielder regardless, right?
Right.
And that's where that 41-ish million is going to have to go.
Absolutely. Right? I don't want to see a dime spent on pitching. I don't. You don't need to add a reliever. You can figure it out with the arms you've got. I don't want to see a dime spent on the starting rotation. We're going to see Johan Oviedo tonight, which is exciting. I can't wait to watch him, actually. He's a guy that bears watching the rest of the way, see if he can be part of this 2026 rotation. If he's all the way back and healthy, he was a good pitcher last time.
Yeah.
He can replace Mitch Keller. I do feel confident in saying that, but you got to see if he can withstand the rigors of going in Major League Baseball every fifth day here. So I don't want to see a dime spent on the rotation. I don't want to see a dime spent on the bullpen. That's where the in-house improvement, when Ben Charrington talks about it, that's where I'm okay with, okay, let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
Spend all the money you can on bats. All of it. Every last dollar and cent on Major League bats this offseason. And maybe make a trade or two.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.